Fishmates Guys, Gillespie Water Well Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, Branded Graphics, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Bowman Insurance Agency, Citizens State Bank, BBR Material, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, PDM Pipe and Steel, Glen College, Tegeler Toyota, Greenspan Profiles, HEB, Collier Construction, and TNA Services. We'll go out to field with your host, Stephen Drain, after these words from our sponsors.
Martha's Bloomers is buzzing with learning and excitement for their Beginner Beehives presentation, Saturday, February 21st at 10 a.m. Join Doug Rogers of 3S2B Honey Farm for an engaging beginner-friendly class on starting your own beehive. Guests will learn about essential equipment and supplies, receive step-by-step guidance on getting a hive started, and discover how to keep a colony healthy and thriving. Seating is limited, so RSVP now at marthasbloomers.com. Martha's Bloomers, located at 8101 Highway 6 in Navasota.
Leroy Schrader Contractor Incorporated is your local supplier of natural building and landscape stone. Accent your landscape with patio flagstone, moss and waterfall rock, bed border stone, and boulders. Plus, they offer bulk garden and flower bed mix, topsoil, mulch, and compost. They also carry building stones for homes, fireplaces, and swimming pools, road material for driveways, septic rock, and bag cement. Leroy Schrader Contractor, 8051 Highway 36 North, open weekdays 7:30 till 5. Call 836-6521 or 1-800-392-9784 today.
This is Douglas Cone, your conservative Republican candidate for county judge. I've been blessed as a businessman, judge, peace officer, and family man. Friends, I need your vote, and here's why. Today, our sheriff's office is understaffed by 10 deputies. We've been without a 911 director for 2 years, and our volunteer fire departments are in desperate need of support. We're in crisis mode. We need new leadership that brings the county together. As county judge, I'll concentrate on all of our first responders so they got the tools they need for any emergency and can fight crime head on with fully staffed patrols. A pledge to work hard for results that make you proud, with less talk and more listening to taxpayers and county employees. I am an A&M graduate and rancher, and I am honored to have the endorsement of one of Washington County's best ambassadors, the A&M director of the Texas Agricultural Lifetime Leadership Program, Dr. Jim Mezukevich. Together, let's protect the values that make this a great place to raise our kids and grandkids and build a better and safer county for tomorrow.
Paid political ad paid for by the Douglas Cone for the Washington County Judge Campaign. Treasurer, 48505 Salem Road, Brenham, Texas.
Every new year, we all promise ourselves we'll take better care of our health. But for so many people, pain quietly becomes our normal. Hi, I'm Dr. Savannah Barté with Barté Chiropractic. And if you've been saying, I'll deal with this later, I want you to know this. Later usually means worse. If you've been told you need surgery, if pain affects your sleep, your workouts, or your ability to get through the day, if you're waiting and hoping it improves on its own, you still have options. At Barté Chiropractic, we use spinal decompression, one of the most advanced and effective non-surgical treatments available today. It offers over a 90% success rate with no serious complications and real results for real people. We also offer a free MRI evaluation so you can finally get results and a clear plan for relief. This year, choose progress, not pain. Make an appointment with me, Dr. Savannah Barté, today.
352 Stonehill Drive, Brenham, Texas.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, welcome everybody. We have finally made it over here to Barb High School in Lake Charles, Louisiana, where we're set for game two of the tournament here. This will be the final game for the Cubs in the tournament. Lost a tough one in the first one, had a big lead, 4-0 going into the top of the sixth inning, and gave up some runs in the bottom half of that sixth, and was unable to score in the seventh. So we're here over at Barb High School ready for this game between Brenham High School and Barb High School. I was corrected on this earlier. I thought it was Barbie, but they tell me they pronounce it Barb over here. So we're going to roll with that. That's what they told me. We're going to go with it. So with that being said, we'll send it back to the studios for a real quick word from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohine Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot, again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
All right, we're back with the music jamming behind us here at Barb High School. So I'm getting an earful here. They've got me out front. Too crowded up in the press box to put me in there, so we're down front. And they like to play some loud music here. So we'll only have that on in between the innings, hopefully, and for our pregame and probably the postgame show. But we're going to do the best we can with it. And so as we get set over here, the Cubs are going to be the visiting team today in this game, with Barb High School being the home team. Cubs in their camouflage uniforms, white pants, Barb High School dark navy tops with pinstripe, white pants, navy pinstripes on there for the bottom. So that sets our uniforms, and we're just waiting on the umpires to get started. And it looks like we'll probably be close to that 1 o'clock game time. So with that, we'll send it back another time for a word from our sponsor.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes. Whether you're in the stands or around town, show your team spirit with custom sports apparel from Branded Graphics. From game day tees and hoodies to hats and fan gear, you can shop sports apparel online made right here by your hometown print shop. At Branded Graphics, they're proud to support Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubette softball, because supporting the teams means supporting the community. Gear up this season. Shop local. Shop BrandedGraphics.com.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
Welcome back over here to Barb High School in Lake Charles, Louisiana. The umpires are getting set for the team meetings. And we thought we'll run down the starting lineups for both teams today. So starting off with the visiting team, the Brenham Cubs, you'll have number four, Ethan Auschenbeck, leading off. He'll be playing center field. Number two batter is going to be number two, Dalton Hart, who will be at shortstop. Number three batter is going to be Drake Finke, who will be the designated hitter. The four-hole hitter is going to be Owen Finke, who will be playing third base. The number five hitter is going to be number nine, Landry Mendoza, who will be over at second base. The number six hitter is going to be our pitcher from the last game. Excuse me for the loud music in the background there. And Braden Steele will be the first baseman. Behind the plate is going to be number three, Brody Tucker. And in right field is going to be Blue Cienega in right field. And in left field is going to be number 10, Caleb Maurer. Pitching on the mound for the Cubs today will be number 19, Luke Hardy. For Barb High School, leading off and pitching will be J.D. Alexander. Batting second will be Jadarian Washington. He'll be at shortstop. Batting third will be Jacob Reagan. He's going to be the catcher. Batting fourth will be Jordan Griffin, will be the second baseman. Batting fifth will be Hayden Heath, will be the first baseman. Batting sixth will be Lawton Littleton, who will be the right fielder. Batting seventh will be Branson Stubbs, who's going to be in left field. And then batting eighth will be Colton Gregg, who will be the DH. And then batting ninth will be Dylan McGee, who will be in center field. And on the mound for Barb High School will be Brody Domo. Guess I'm getting those names right. So hopefully that'll be good with that. And so our pregame was brought to you by Mattress Guys, Bilski Water Wells, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, Branded Graphics, J&J Packing, Winston Lumber, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, EBR Material, Brenham Nursing and Rehab, EDM Pipe and Steel, Glenn College, Decker Toyota, Greens Grand Profiles, HEB, Collier Construction, and CNA Services. So with that, we'll send it back to the studios for one more word from our sponsors, and it looks like we'll be ready to play some baseball.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Greenspan Insulated Panels is proud to be cheering on the Blinn Bucks, Brenham Cubs, and Cubettes all season long. When local businesses need reliable, energy-efficient building solutions, they trust Greenspan Insulated Panels. From insulated panel installations at Bluebell Creameries, Brianna Salad Dressing, Country Boy Sausage, and HEB, Greenspan helps keep Brenham businesses running strong, supporting their teams, supporting their community. Call 844-807-7400 today. Greenspan Insulated Panels. Built to perform, built to last, built right.
All right, and that starting lineup that we read for you is brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. Call for a free quote. So as we're getting ready to go here, the weather, I can tell you it's hot because they've got me outside here. Thank goodness I wore a hat and it has gotten warm. It's partly cloudy. The sun's out currently. There's a slight breeze coming out of the south. Temperature 79 degrees, and looks like we're going to have a good day for some baseball and a good day for some sunscreen if you're sitting out in the sun with this. So the game weather update is sponsored by Blinn College with the state's highest academic transfer rate, low tuition fees. Blinn is a great choice for your future.
High school baseball
to learn more, visit
Ford is proud to be sponsor of Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Yet Blinn Bucks baseball, Blinn Lady Bucks softball, Brenham Cub baseball, and the Brenham Cubette softball teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck to all who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet one of our helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Brenham Cub baseball and softball are in full swing, and those of us at Citizens State Bank are proud to cheer them on. We've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925 with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to our hometown success. Because at Citizens State Bank, your hometown is our hometown too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cub baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions. Member FDIC.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Materials is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Materials does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm in
excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
There's our national anthem. Let's see how much live music we'll get as the pitchers warming up. Hopefully they'll tone it down, but evidently not. So we'll try and do our best we can with this and make it through. But so on the mound for Barbie warming up the pitch is going to be Brody Dominique. Bombarded by all the good news that they're playing here. So leading it off for Brenham is going to be number 4, Ethan Audiodet. They're leading off today. Followed by Dalton Martin. Number 4, Ethan Audiodet. So top 3 batters started off with Brenham today. Last game of the tournament for them. Unfortunately, we're looking to stretch out their first tournament win. The other teams have always been close, but just haven't been able to get over the home plate. In the first game today, we're up 4-0. Last week, we just couldn't do the job and let it get away from them and end up in another tie. So hopefully some better luck in this game and throw down the second by the catcher. So we're getting ready to get it kicked off over here, and we are getting ready for some baseball. So stepping in now will be number 4, Ethan Auschenbeck. So Auschenbeck comes into the game, played in the last game, hit a big 2-run home run in the last game. Try and duplicate that there. Wind kind of blowing out a little bit to left field. Field is a pretty deep park here. You're going to have to get a hold of one pretty good to get one out. So pitcher's going to work out of the windup. Here's the first pitch of the game. And the first pitch is swung on and missed for strike 1 by Auschenbeck. Swung at a fastball a little bit down on in the zone. Pitcher comes set. He's going to deliver and change up off speed. Umpire says Auschenbeck went around on it. So quickly 0-2. Started with a fastball. Followed him up with a off-speed pitch that went off the outside plate. Catcher sets up on that outside corner again. He's going to run that same off-speed pitch and 3-pitch strikeout there for Dominique from Barb. And Auschenbeck goes down with the first out of the inning on a strikeout. So that brings up the bat Dalton Hart, your shortstop, left-handed batter. Pitcher working out of the windup. Here's the first delivery to Hart. Going to be a fastball swung on and missed. Here's the windup and delivery on pitch number two. Change up, swung on and missed. So quickly down in the count, 0-2. So Hart steps back in. Here's the windup and delivery and the pitch. Off-speed pitch down in the zone. Ball one. One ball, two strike count. Hart with a 1-2 count, just one out in the inning. Just underway here at Barb High School. Swing and a miss for strikeout number two for Dominique. The pitcher seems to be mixing it in quite well with off-speed and a fastball. So that brings up the bat, the number three hitter, Drake Binky. Binky steps in from the left side. Here's the windup and the delivery. Fastball outside corner, called strike. Quickly 0-1. Pitcher working quickly here. Off-speed pitch is hit to the second baseman. Ground ball. Bobbles it. Binky's going to beat it out, and it's an overthrow. So Drake Binky will reach first base on an error by the second baseman, being E4. No advancement on the overthrow as the catcher was there to back it up. So that's going to bring up the bat, the third baseman, Owen Finke. So Finke will step in with two outs, runner at first base. No score here early on, top half of the first inning. Finke with his lead over at first. Pitcher comes set, delivers to Finke. Finke's swinging away, fouls it back. 0-1 count on Finke. Binky over at first, two outs, reached on an error by the second baseman. Binky steps back in, the pitch. Fastball right down the middle for strike two, quickly 0-2. So Finke steps back in. Binky at first to get his lead. No ball, two strike count, two outs in the inning. Pitcher delivers. Change up down the middle, strike three. So three strikeouts for the Cubs. Leave one runner on, score no runs on no hits. We'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsor.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC, in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
All right, welcome back to Barb High School here in Lake Charles, Louisiana, as Luke Harvey's on the mound getting the warm-up process in. We're getting set for the bottom half of the first inning. For the top half of the first, the Cubs were unable to come up with any runs. It did
did have one batter reach base on the error, but that's all they could produce. So no runs for the Cubs. So we're 0-0 going into the bottom of the first. And as we set the defense for you, playing third base will be Owen Pinky. Shortstop's going to be Dalton Hart. We're going to have Landry Mendoza over at second. We're going to have Braden Steele over at first base, and around the outfield from left to right, you got Caleb Maurer in left, Ethan Auschenbeck's in center, and Blue Cienega over in right. Catching behind the plate will be Rosie Tucker on the mound. Luke Carter. Chase batter for Barb High School will be number 16, J.D. Alexander. So Alexander steps in from the left-hand side of the plate. Hardy, a right-handed pitcher, and the first delivery from Hardy is going to be a strike. So Hardy gets a hit with the first strike pitch there to number 16, J.D. Alexander, who is the pitcher for Barb High School. Second pitch comes in just a bit outside. It's going to be called a ball. So 1-1 count on the batter. Hardy comes to the plate. Off-speed pitch down and in. Runs it inside. Ball two. Two balls and one strike on the batter. Comes Hardy with the next pitch. It's going to be swung on and hit out to left field. Left fielder is moving over in the gap and makes the catch out there. So Caleb Maurer with the catch out there in left field for out number one. So that's going to bring up to bat for Barb High School, Jadarian Washington.
Jadarian Washington.
So as Washington steps in, a right-handed batter, he'll face Luke Hardy with one out here in the bottom half of the first inning. First pitch from Hardy to Washington is down low for a ball. Hardy gets set, and the second delivery to Washington is going to be pretty good pitch down there. Umpire didn't give him the call on that. Looked pretty good, just down a little bit. For ball two. So 2-0. Get behind Washington a little bit here. Hardy with the next pitch. Called ball again. Looked pretty close there. Both those pitches down right around the knees, but the umpire is not giving that call currently. Here comes the 3-0 pitch to Washington. It's going to be right down the middle for strike one. So 3-1 count now on Washington. Washington gets back in there. He steps in. Hardy with the 3-1 delivery. Going to be just outside for ball four. So as Washington makes his way down to first base, we got the number 3 hole, Jacob Reagan. So Reagan steps in. He's a right-handed batter. Washington gets his lead over at first. Reagan is squaring around the bunt here. Washington's on the move. No bunt. And the throw will be not in time as Washington steals second base. So runner moves up to second in the scoring position. Nobody out here. Still early, bottom of the first inning. Score 0-0. Jacob Reagan at bat for Barb High School has a 0-1 count. Hardy from the stretch delivers. High and tight. Ball one, 1-1. So Hardy gets his signs. Checks on the runner at second. Runner's on the move to third. Pitches a ball. Throw is not in time.
So Washington with two stolen bases in the inning so far. One out in the inning. 2-1 count on Jacob Reagan. The Cubs will pull the infield in, try and cut the runoff at the plate. Hardy's going to work out of the windup. Squares around the bunt. He's going to put the bunt in play to first. He's got to play at home. The toss and the throw, and he's out. Nice execution there by the first baseman. Braden Steele throws it to Tucker at home plate, gets the out. Great job by the Cub defense right there. So that'll make two outs in the inning on the put out at home plate. Jacob Reagan advances to first base on the fielder's choice. And that's going to bring up Jordan Griffin. He gets up here at Barb High School out of the south, which is nice to have a breeze because it's a little bit warm out here today. So Griffin sticks in, steps in as a left-handed batter. Runner on first, two outs in the inning. Here's the pitch from Hardy. Runner's on the move, and there's a pop fly out of play. Going to be back behind me somewhere here. Kind of in the danger zone out here, I guess. So 0-1 count. Pretty throw over to first base. Nice stop over there by Steele to keep that ball from getting away. Here's the delivery. Runners on the move. The throw from Tucker's knees will not be in time. Ball's going to get in the center field, but the runner will not advance. So, stolen base. So runner at second base. Two outs. One ball, one strike count on the batter. Hardy's working out of the stretch. It's Hardy's delivery. Swung on the foul back. Hardy hit now 1-2. Two outs in the inning. And I think the cooler friend just showed up down here because all of a sudden it got a lot cooler. Our winds picked up out of the north. So Hardy comes set, checks his runner at second base. The pitch swing and a miss for a strikeout. Cubs get out of a jam there with a runner at third base and one out. Great defense by the Cubs. So after one complete inning of play, it is Brenham nothing and Barb High School zero. And we'll send it back to the studio from a word from our sponsors.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County.
Thrive and Financial, see agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum. Telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
And welcome back here to Lake Charles, Louisiana. We are just off of the We're at Barb High School, which is just off of Interstate 10, about 2 miles down Interstate 210.
Please go
to the casinos if anybody's familiar with the area around
Mendoza.
So stepping up to bat for the Cubs here in the top half of the second inning, leading it off will be number 9, Landry Mendoza. Mendoza comes in looking for the Cubs' first hit of the game. First pitch is up for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Here's the delivery and the pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. One ball, one strike. So Mendoza, right-handed batter, waits on the pitch. Off-speed pitch. Check the swing, held up, no swing. Two balls and one strike. Here's the delivery to Mendoza. Off-speed pitch again. This one catches a corner. It'll be 2-2. Here's the windup and the pitch. Mendoza swings, fouls it back into the screen. Stays alive, 2-2. We're playing in the top half of the second inning. There's no score. Mendoza with a 2-2 count. Nobody out. First batter of the second inning. And the pitch. Checks his swing. No swing. Going to run the count full. 3-2 count now. Cubs doing a better job of working the pitch count here this inning. Here's the windup and the delivery. Swing and a miss for a strikeout. So Mendoza goes down on strikes for the first out of the inning for the Cubs. That's going to bring up number 12, Braden Steele, the first baseman.
Now batting the first baseman, number 12, Braden Steele.
So Steele, no at-bats in the first game, was the starting pitcher for the Cubs in the last game. Pitched a very good ball game in the last game. So the first pitch coming to Steele is going to be in there for a strike. Pitcher for Barb works a hit. No balls, one strike. Second delivery hits him. It's going to be a hit by pitch for Steele, and he'll get to first base. Looks like that one caught him right in the left shoulder area. As he gets down there and kind of walks it off. Wasn't like that was an off-speed pitch or anything, so probably stung a little bit. So that's going to bring in number 3, Brody Tucker. Quick throw over to first. Steals back in safely. So runner at first, one out. Tucker at the plate. Pitch to Tucker. He squares around the bunny. He's going to put it down to third base. Third baseman almost misses the play. Grabs it barehanded, throws it on to first for the out, but sacrifice complete as Tucker sacrifices Steele over to second base. So that's going to bring up the right fielder, Blue Cienega. Cienega is going to step in with two outs, a runner at second base. Chance for a base hit or score run. Pitcher's delivery. First pitch swinging for Cienega. He's going to hit that out into the parking lot. Cienega steps back in. The 0-1 delivery. Down low a ball. Runs the count even at 1-1. Steele takes his lead off of second base. Here's the pitch to Cienega. Off-speed pitch falls in there for a strike. So 1-2 count on Blue Cienega. Batting here in the top half of the second with a runner at second base. Two outs. One ball, two strike count. Here's a ground ball, slow play. They're going to have to hurry to get him. The throw over to first gets him by a step, so the Cubs miss out on an opportunity with a runner in scoring position as Sienica grounds out to the shortstop. And the score after 1.5 is still 0-0. And we'll send it back for a word from our sponsor.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stegett Tielemann Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771. WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
J&A Roofing. Experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
All right, and welcome back to Lake Charles, Louisiana, as we play here in the bottom half of the second inning. There is no score yet for either side as we get finished with the warm-up tosses by Lou Carter. First batter for Barb High School is going to be Hayden Heath, the first baseman, as he steps in here and will give way to the walk-off. So Hayden Heath, a right-handed batter, will face Luke Hardy, a right-handed pitcher here, as we start play here in the bottom half of the second inning with no score. First pitch from Hardy is an off-speed pitch that stays inside. Ball one. Hardy working out of the windup here. Second pitch. Going to be an off-speed pitch. Comes in there for strike one. Evens the count up at 1-1. Cub pitcher's working quickly today. That pitch is down in the dirt. We're in the count to 2-1. So the 2-1 delivery from Hardy. It's going to be thrown in there. It's going to be popped down the right field line. Steele's giving chase. He's going to run it down over the shoulder check. For a pop out to the first baseman. So one out for Luke Carter. So that's going to bring up for Barb High School number 12, Landon Littleton. So Littleton steps in from the left side of the plate. Hardy working with one out here in the inning. Here's the delivery and the pitch from Hardy. Going to stay outside a little bit there for ball one. Hardy back on the rubber. Got a sign. Here's the delivery. The pitch. Swing. Fouled off to the left field side. Going to even the count up at 1-1. One ball, one strike. Comes a pitch from Hardy. That's going to be down low in the dirt. Run the count out to 2-1. Littleton steps back in, waiting the pitch from Hardy. The 2-1 pitch. Going to be down low again. We'll run the count out to 3-1. Nobody on, one out. Play in the bottom half of the second inning. There's no score. Hardy with the 3-1 pitch. Can be delivered in there for a strike on the outside corner. Run the count full, 3-2. So Luke Hardy back up at the mound. the windup and the delivery. Swinging, ground ball just outside of third base, foul ball. Just a little lazy tapper there. Pitch on the outside corner, trying to put the ball in place so the umpire wouldn't ring him up there. The 3-2 pitch from Hardy. It's going to be hit out into right field. Right fielder Cienega is going back. That's going to be off of the wall, and that's going to be over the fence for a home run. So, brings home the first run of the game for Barb High School. Just hit a line drive shotgun over the right field fence by about 5 feet there, and they've got a bunch of ad signs. We had to make sure what's in play, what's not in play out there. So that's going to bring up Brantlett Steve to bat. Cubs trail after the home run, 1-0. There's one out as we play here in the bottom half of the second inning. Here's the pitch from Hardy in there for a strike. Evens the count up at 1-1. Hardy working from the windup, the delivery. There's a ground ball just outside of third base again. Hardy a hit here, 1 ball, 2 strikes. Batter steps back in. Hardy's ready with the pitch. Pitches it off inside the inside corner, just off the plate a little bit. Count even at 2-2. Here's the windup and the delivery from Hardy. There's a swing. Ground ball to third baseman Finke. He's up with it on the first base for the out. 5-3 put out there for Owen Finke. 2 outs in the inning. That's going to bring up Colton Gregg. Gregg is the designated hitter for Brown. Now batting in the DH, number 11. So Hardy working here with nobody on, 2 outs. First pitch is in there for a strike. Hardy gets a hit, 0-1. Second pitch coming, just inside. Evens the count at 1-1. Hardy with the delivery and the pitch, swing and a miss. Luke Hardy ahead here, 1-2 on the batter. Next pitch is fouled off to the right side. Hardy ahead, 1-2. And the pitch. There's a swing. This is a fly ball out to center field. Auschenbeck is there, and he'll make the catch for the third out of the inning. So one run on a solo home run by Barb High School. And we're complete. There's 2 innings. Our score is Barb 1-0. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskant Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
All right, we are back here in Lake Charles, Louisiana, as we come to play here in the top of the third inning. Leading it off in the top of the third for the Brenham Cubs will be Caleb Maurer, and I was told earlier that Caleb is having a birthday today, so hopefully we can get a birthday swing in here, and happy birthday wishes go out to Caleb Maurer. And as he steps in here, he is the number 9 batter in the order. First pitch to Maurer is going to be in there for a strike. Maurer, a right-handed batter. Here's the 0-1 pitch. It's going to be check swing fouled off, so quickly 0-2. So Maurer gets back in there after the foul ball. Alexander with the delivery, swing and a miss on the strikeout. So Maurer goes down and strikes to start off the top half of the third inning for the Cubs. It's going to take us back to the top of the line for the leadoff hitter, Ethan Auchinbeck. Ethan struck out his first time up to bat. Had a big 2-run home run in the first game. If he puts one up in the wind here right now like that, I think he can get another one here. That first pitch to Auchinbeck is off, away, off the plate, ball one. The 1-0 pitch, also outside, going to bring it to a 2-0 count. So Auchinbeck, a hit here, 2-0. Next pitch is dropped in for a strike. Brings the count to 2-1. One out here in the top half of the third inning. Our score is Barb 1, Brenham 0. Next pitch is in there for a strike. Evens up the count at 2-2. A 2-2 count here, one out, nobody on base. 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Auchinbeck goes down on strike. Going to be two outs in the inning, and that's going to bring up Dalton Hart.
Now batting the shortstop, number 2, Dalton Hart.
Hart steps in with nobody on and two outs here. Cubs trailing 1-0 as we play here in the top half of the third inning. First pitch is just outside. It's going to be a ball. Next pitch comes in there, ball 2. So Hart stands in there though. 2-0 pitch is swung on and missed. Runs the count to 2-1. ball, one strike count, two outs. Here's the delivery, and there's a swing. Slow roller over the first side. First baseman gets it. Throws to the pitcher covering for the out. That'll be the third out of the inning. So with that third out of the inning, that's going to bring us to two and a half innings complete with our score, Brenham 0 and Barb 1. And we'll send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsors.
Exceptional driver training. Building confident drivers, one student at a time.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo, honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you. Small enough to want to.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care. 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
All right, we are back here, Lake Charles, Louisiana. We've completed 2.5 minutes of play here. We're playing in the bottom half of the third inning. The Cubs trail this time 1-0 on a solo home run hit by Lawton Littleton. Barb High School. Hitting up first for Barb High School will be Gillen. McGee bats from the right side. Hardy with the first pitch to McGee. It's going to be up and in just a little bit for ball one. Hardy right back on the rubber. Ready to throw. First pitch. Strike. Second pitch. Evens the count up at 1-1. Next pitch by Hardy's down low a little bit to take the count to 2-1. So two balls and one strike. Nobody out as we play here in the bottom half of the third inning. Cubs trail 1-0. Hardy with the pitch. There's a swing. There's a ground ball to Finke. He's going to try and get it on the short hop. He's going to miss it. So McGee. Alexander steps in. He flied out to left field his first time up to bat. So runner at first base, nobody out. Throw over to first, not in time. Alexander is the left-handed batter. Hardy the right-handed pitcher. Runner takes off early, squares around the bunt. Throw to second will not be in time. Stolen base. For McGee. Runner at second now. Nobody out. Hardy working out of the stretch. Checks the runner. Delivers to the plate. In there for a strike. Count even up at 1-1. Hardy gets a sign. Comes set the delivery. Be fouled off. Takes the count to 1-2. Nobody out. Runner at second base. We're playing here in the bottom half of the third inning. Cubs trail 1-0. Hardy comes set. Checks his runners. Delivers to the plate outside for a ball. Keeps the count up at 2-2. So 2-2 on Alexander. Hardy comes set in the delivery. Just a bit outside or high. And the pickoff play to second. And he got him. Brody Tucker with the throw to second base. Catches McGee sleeping out there. Tag is applied and runner is out. So nice play there by Tucker on the putout. Going to take away the base runner. Leave Hardy with a full count here on Alexander. There's the pitch and fouled off back. Count stays at 3-2. So runner erased, nobody on, one out now. 3-2 count on Alexander. Hardy delivers. Swing and a miss for strike three. Two outs in the inning. That'll bring up the number two hitter, Jadarian Washington.
Nobody in your first stop. Number 14, Jadarian Washington.
So Washington, his first time up, walked. Ended up getting the third, got thrown out at the plate. First pitch to Washington is down low for a ball. Ball one. Hardy's delivery and pitch is swung on and fouled back. Evens up the count at 1-1. Two outs. Bottom of the third inning. Score is Barb High School 1, Brenham 0. Lone run coming on a solo home run. Hardy's delivery. Strike two called. Off-speed pitch drops right in there. Runs the count to 1-2. Hardy with the 1-2 delivery. Swung on. Hit up in the air. Foul down the left field line. Hardy gets a new ball and resets. Washington's getting dipped into the plate. 1-2 pitch coming from Hardy. Timeout called by the batter. Hardy's delivery, swung on, hit out to center field. Right at Ethan Offenbach, makes the catch. For out number three, so that is a 3-up, 3-down inning. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. So after three innings of play, it is Brenham trailing 1-0, and we'll send it back to the sport for a message from our sports team.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Ironworks for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
All right, we're back here in Lake Charles, Louisiana, as Drake Binky set to step in here to start off the Cubs in the top half of the fourth inning. We start play here, Cubs trailing 1-0. It's been kind of a pitcher's battle here. There's only been one hit so far by either team, and unfortunately for the Cubs, that one hit was a home run. So Binky steps in here, start a play here in the top half of the fourth. Takes a strike on the outside corner for strike one. So Binky, his first time up was reached on a error at first. He's going to get a base hit right there and get Brenham off of the no-hit slide there and into left field for a base hit. So Binky with the leadoff hit. Going to pull in the first base there with nobody out. Going to bring up Owen Finke to bat for the Cubs. Finke will step in here. Nobody out, runner at first base. Finke swinging away on the first pitch. He's going to pop one up in the air down the first baseline. First baseman's moving over. Going to have room. He's going to make the catch. So fly ball, fly out to the first baseman for Finke on the first pitch. Makes it one out for the Cubs. Runner holds it first. Going to bring up to bat number 9, Landry Mendoza, the second baseman. Mendoza trying to advance that runner into scoring position. First pitch, swing and a miss by Mendoza. Drake Binky over at first, throw over. Not in time. Binky back in there safely. Pitcher comes set in the stretch. Throws again over to first base. Binky back. Not a very big lead over there for Drake. Pitcher delivers. Swing and a miss by Mendoza. Quickly down 0-2 in the count. One out. Runner on first base. Mendoza down 0-2. The 0-2 delivery is down low in the dirt for ball one. Count goes to 1-2. Count, one out. Binky at first. The 1-2 delivery. Taken for a ball. Evens the count up at 2-2. Pitcher comes set. Binky's off and running. 2-2 pitches down outside. Binky slides in underneath the tag. Safe at second base. So stolen base for Binky. Moves up into scoring position. Mendoza with a 3-2 count. So 3-2 on Mendoza. Here's the delivery. Swung on and fouled down the right field line. Out of play. Count remains 3-2. One out. Binky at second base. Cubs trailing 1-0 here in the top half of the fourth. And that pitch is down for ball four. The Cubs got something working here. Mendoza reaches on a walk. Benke led off with a single. He's at second. That's going to bring up the first baseman, number 12, Braden Steele. Steele's first pitch to Steele is taken for a strike, so strike one on Steele. 0-1 count now. Runners at first and second base, one out. Pitcher working out of the stretch and the delivery. Taken for strike two on an off-speed pitch. Steele quickly down 0-2. Pitcher gets a sign on the 0-2. The delivery. Off-speed swing. Foul tip caught by the catcher, so that goes down as a strikeout for Steele. Brings up two outs in the inning. Going to bring up to bat the catcher, Brody Tucker.
Yeah,
Tucker's going to step in with two outs here. Runners at first and second base. Cubs trail 1-0. Top of the fourth inning. Pitcher's delivery. First pitch in there for a strike. Tucker down 0-1. Benke at second. Mendoza at first. Tucker at the plate. The delivery, the pitch, it swung, put in play. Third baseman's going to field it. He's going to get up. Throw on to first base for the out. For the third out of the inning. So there was no runs on one hit and two runners left on base. So after 3.5 innings, the score remains Barb High School 1, Brenham 0. And we'll be back after a word from our sports room.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barn dominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication. Where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates. Your local Germania insurance agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
And Schulte Farm Services. Not just a feed store. Full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizens State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
All right, welcome back. We're in Lake Charles, Louisiana, for tournament action for the Cubs this afternoon. Taking on Barb High School here. Brenham is currently trailing after 3.5 minutes of play. 1-0. Each pitcher is allowed one hit. And unfortunately for Brenham, the hit allowed was a home run. Luke Hardy finishing up with warm-up tosses here. There's a throw down to second base, so we'll fix and get things started here up in the bottom half of the fourth inning. So as Reagan steps in here, Hardy will get ready to deliver, and we'll give a recap of what's gone on so far. Score is 1-0. Brenham got down on a solo home run shot in the second inning by Lawton Littleton. Brenham only has one hit, so we're dealing with a little bit of a pitcher duel between Luke Hardy and J.D. Alexander for Barb High School. And there's a ground ball to shortstop. And for the first out of the inning, and this recap so far was brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway US. Adding big flavor to your hometown. Online ordering available, perfect at all hours of the day, 24/7. So with one out in the inning on a ground out by Jacob Reagan, it's going to bring up Jordan Griffin. And Griffin takes the first pitch in there for ball one. So Griffin, his first time up, was a strikeout victim of Hardy's. Second pitch coming in there, Griffin swinging and misses. Evens up the count at one ball, one strike. One out in the inning on a ground out. Cubs play here in the bottom of the fourth inning, trail 1-0. Hardy's pitch is swung on and fouled off the umpire. He's going to walk that one off a little bit. Brody Tucker goes out to talk to Luke Hardy a little bit to give Blue a little bit of time there. That one got hit in the wrong spot there, and it's going to take him a little bit to recover from that one. As they go walk it out and talk it over with the pitcher and the catcher, umpire says, "I'm good, let's go, let's get back to play." So Jordan Griffin's going to step back in here with a 1-2 count. Hardy's ready on the mound. A 1-2 pitch by Hardy, just a bit outside. 2-2 count now, one out, nobody on. Play here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The 2-2 pitch from Hardy. Swung on and missed for strike three. Griffin goes down on strikes for the second out of the inning. Two outs for the Cubs. That's going to bring up first baseman Peyton.
Now batting at first baseman at 24, Peyton
So Heath steps in, and Hardy's first delivery is going to be in just a little bit low for a ball. One ball, no strikes, two outs in the inning. Hardy looking for an efficient inning with the delivery. That's in there for a strike. One ball, one strike count. Hardy back on the rubber. Comes the delivery on the 1-1. Going to get away from the catcher a little bit there. And going to be ball two. Two balls and one strike. Two outs. Nobody on. Hardy gets a sign. Delivers. Just a little bit low. Three balls and one strike now on the batter. Pitch by Hardy. Going to be outside just a little bit for ball four. So a bases on ball walk there by Hayden Heath. Going to put a base runner on for number 12, Lawson Middleton.
You're right here to number 12.
Littleton is responsible for the game's only run. Steps in there from the left side of the plate. Already working out of the stretch. Comes set. Delivery. Runners off and running. Here's the throw by Tucker, and they've got him in a rundown. They've got him caught, and they drop the ball. Had him did the rights in the rundown. Runner was going back to first, and ball was dropped there by Dalton Hart. No play made. First base now reoccupied by the runner. So Littleton's going to step back in with a 1-0 count. Runner at first base. Two outs in the inning. Hardy with the delivery. Up and away. Two balls, no strikes. Count, two outs, runner at first. Hardy comes set. The delivery. Outside again. 3-0. Hardy's going to take a little walk around the mound. Grab the rosin bag. Hardy comes set. 3-0 delivery. Going to be in there for a strike. 3-1. A 3-1 count to Lawton Littleton. Runner at first base. Luke Hardy on the mound. Comes set. The delivery. It's in there for a strike. Throw down second base. In there safely. Close play down there at second base. Runner makes it in safely, though. Advances to second. Pitch called a strike. 3-2 on the batter. A 3-ball, 2-strike count. 2 outs in inning. Runner now at second base. Hardy with the delivery. In there for strike 3. Looking. Hardy with a big strikeout to end the fourth inning with no runs and one runner left on base. At the end of 4, it is Barb High School 1, the Brenham Cubs 0. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance. Service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, general automotive and tractor repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
And welcome back to Barb High School here in Lake Charles, Louisiana, as we start play here in the top half of the fifth inning. Big strikeout to end that last end of the fourth by Luke Hardy. First batter for the Cubs here in the top half of the fifth is going to be the right fielder, Blue Cienega. So Cienega is going to step in with the leadoff opportunity here in the top half of the fifth, looking to get some action going. Hasn't been very many hits in the game so far by either team. A one hit apiece so far, not very many base runners. Well-pitched game. Cienega with a little check swing on the first pitch. Pitcher's going to pick it up, flip it over to first base for the out. So one pitch, one out. So that'll bring up Caleb Maurer.
Now about that. Let's go to number 10, Caleb Maurer.
One down here in the top half of the fifth inning. Brenham trailing 1-0. Maurer steps in. Here comes the pitch. Going to be up for a ball. Both pitchers working pretty quickly in between pitches. Here's the second pitch. Maurer's going to square around, pull it back, but it's going to be called a strike. So 1-1 now on Maurer. one out in the inning. Here's the pitch delivered. It's going to be on the outside corner for strike two. Now we're down in the count now, 1-2. The windup and the delivery. Taken outside and checks the swing. All good. Runs the count to 2-2. Swing and a miss on the 2-2 pitch. Big sweeping curveball gets Maurer there to strike out for the second out of the inning. So that's going to bring us back to the top of the order. Ethan Auschenbeck. The wind picks up here for Auschenbeck. Here's the first delivery. Going to be in there for a strike. 0-1. Pitcher working out of the windup, the delivery and the pitch. And there's a drive out into the outfield. Not going to be deep enough to get out. Deep fly ball hit, caught by the center fielder for out number 3 in the inning. So fly out to end the inning. There's no runs, no hits, no runners left on base for the Cubs. After the end of 5.5 innings of play, it still remains Barb High School 1, Brenham 0. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
All right, welcome back here to Southwest Louisiana, Lake Charles, Louisiana. Slade here in the fifth inning. Here we go. Here we go. Coming up to bat first for Barb High School will be Brantley Deeds. So Luke Hardy still on the mound for the Cubs here as we go into the bottom half of the fifth inning. First pitch from Hardy is going to be in there for a strike. So Hardy out of the windup, delivers, swing and a miss for strike two. Ahead 0-2 early here. So Hardy ahead, 0-2. Nobody out. First batter of the fifth inning. There's a ground ball. It's going to be past the third baseman down the left field line. Left fielder's going to cut it off. Maurer's up with it. Throwing in the second. Going to be in there with a leadoff double. Ball just outside of the reach of a diving Owen Finke over there at third base. Gets down the left field line. Leadoff double to start off the bottom half of the fifth inning. Now batting, your DH number 11, Colton Gray. Brings up to bat the designated hitter. Steps in with nobody out. Runner at second base. Hardy delivers, squares around the bunt. He's going to put it down, but he's going to foul it off for himself in the box. So foul ball. Every Roddy resets. Runner at second base. 0-1 count. Hardy's delivery squares around the bunt. He's going to try a bunt it again. This time he fouls it back behind the catcher. So unable to execute on the first two tries at the bunt. Let's see if they leave it on, if they take it off here with the 0-2 count. Umpire's going to come back here and get the foul ball real quick. Hardy gets a sign out of the stretch. Comes set, checks the runner. Squaring around the bunt here again on the 0-2. Going to keep it on. Going to take the pitch. Oh, close pitch there. Close pitch there. Just maybe a little bit inside right there on that pitch. Brings the count to 1-2. Nobody out. Runner at second. Leadoff double to start the inning. Hardy comes set. Squares the bunt again. Takes it again inside. Here's a throw down to second. Close play at second, but back in safely. Run the count now to 2-2. Nobody out. Squares around the bunt again. This time he's going to get it in play. Right back to Hardy on the mound. He's going to take the easy play at first. Gets the out. Runner advances to third on the sacrifice. So runner at third base with one out. For center fielder Colton. McGee steps in with one out, a runner at third base. Play here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Hardy's going to work out of the windup. Batter calls timeout. And McGee's back in there. Hardy from the windup. The first pitch. Right in there for strike one. So no ball, one strike count. One out, runner at third base. Here's the pitch from Hardy. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Hardy quickly ahead, 0-2. McGee, the number nine hitter in the lineup. Hardy works from the windup. Delivery. Swung on and missed for strike three. And the throw out to first base on the drop ball by the catcher completes the strikeout. So Hardy with a big strikeout there. It'll take us back to the top of the lineup for
now batting your pitcher, number 16.
Bring up J.D. Alexander, pitcher versus pitcher here. Two outs now here in the bottom half of the fifth, runner at third base. First pitch from Hardy is just a bit outside for a ball. One ball, no strike. Runner takes a walking lead at third. Hardy with the delivery for strike. Hits the outside corner for strike one. One ball, one strike. Two outs, runner third base. Hardy with the delivery. Hits the outside corner again for strike two. Hardy ahead on a 1-2 count here. Two outs. And the pitch from Hardy. Swung and missed by Alexander. Hardy with the strikeout. Ends the inning. So no runs on one leadoff double. Ran the runner at third base, so after five innings of play, it is still Barb High School 1, Brenham Cubs 0. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Baskey's Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
All right, welcome back here to Lake Charles, Louisiana, as we start play here in the top half of the sixth inning. Going to lead it off with Dalton Hart, followed by Drake Finke and Owen Finke for the Cubs here in the top half of the sixth. Big strikeout in the fifth inning by Luke Hardy. Leadoff double in that inning, ends with no harm done. Score remains Barb High School 1, Brenham Cubs 0. So as we get to throw down the second base and get ready to start the top half of the sixth inning here, Cubs are going to need to find a little bit of magic here, running out of time. Visiting team here, two at bats left for them. Good opportunity here with the number two hole hitter stepping in leadoff. Here's the first pitch to Hart. He takes it for a strike on the outside corner. Alexander still on the hill for Barb High School. He's pitched the whole game. Second pitch is swung on, hit toward the third baseman. He's going to field it. Up with the throw. Little low, scooped out by the first baseman over there. Makes the put out on Hart for the first out of the inning. So that'll bring up Drake Finke, number three hole hitter in the DH today. Reached on an error back in the first inning. Had a single back in the fourth. Bats here in the sixth with nobody on and one out. So Binky steps in, waits on the first pitch. First pitch down low for a ball. One ball, no strike count to Binky with one out here as we play in the top half of the sixth inning. Second pitch to Binky is up high for ball two. Two balls, no strike count on Binky. Cubs looking for some base runners here. Try and get on the board. 2-0 pitch to Binky. Swinging. Out in the center field. Base hit. So Binky picks up a second hit of the day for him. And he'll be at first base. Next batter up for Brenham Cubs will be third baseman Owen Finke. So Owen to step on with Binky at first base. There's one out in the inning. Binky struck out and flied out to first base. Throw over to first, not in time. Pitcher checks the runner. Delivers to Finke, swing and a miss on the first pitch. Off-speed pitch, kept him off balance there. Here's the pitch to Finke. Fastball in there for strike two. And quickly down 0-2. Runner at first is Binky.
pitcher thinking. He's going to hit it back up the middle. Diving stop by the second base, and he's going to flip it on the second for one. Not in time at first base. Unbelievable play by the second baseman to get Binky at second. Fielder's choice there for Owen Finke as he reaches first base. Just an outstanding play by the second baseman there to stop that from being a base hit up the middle for Finke. So that'll bring up the bat second baseman Landry Mendoza. Mendoza steps in with a runner at first, two outs. First pitch to Mendoza, down low for a ball. Mendoza gets back in there. Pitcher checks on Finke over at first. Here's the delivery. Inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes on Landry Mendoza. Batting here in the top of the sixth inning. Two outs, runner at first base. Cubs trailing 1-0. Pitcher comes set. The delivery to Mendoza. Swing and a miss. Big slow curveball he swung at. Brings the count to 2-1.
Get on base, you score.
Comes a 2-1 pitch to Mendoza. Swing and a miss. 2-2. A two ball, two strike count. Two outs in the inning. Finke at first base. Pitcher comes set. Checks the runner. Runner's off and going. Ball up high for ball three. Finke a walk in the second base with no throw. So 3-2 count now on Landry Mendoza. Owen Finke now at second base. Two outs in the inning. Pitcher checks the runner, comes home. Curveball swinging, pop up down the right field line. First baseman chasing. He makes the catch, runs into the right fielder, holds on to the ball to complete the out. So with that out, third out of the inning for Brennan. There was no runs on one hit, one runner left on base. So after 5.5 innings of play, it's still Barb High School 1, Brennan 0. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Korth & Linke Welding. Visit KorthandLinkeWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Brenham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Brenham.
Represent your team with Spirit Wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Brenham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership. AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
Hall-Wright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs. From packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture, call 979-337-4285.
Pool Techs, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist's office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
Welcome back here to Barb High School in Lake Charles, Louisiana, as we play here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Leading it off for Barb High School will be Jadarian Washington. Luke Hardy still on the mound for the Brenham Cubs as he pitches here into the sixth inning in a tight game, 1-0. Two hits on each side. Unfortunately for Brenham, one of those hits was a home run for Barb High School. First pitch swinging for Washington. He's going to foul that right at the catcher's feet for strike one.
Keep working, Chuck.
So Washington has had a base on balls and has flied out to center field his first two times up. Hardy working ahead here, 0-1 on Washington. Next pitch is up just a little bit for ball one. One ball, one strike. Hardy with the delivery. Swinging foul ball down the left field line. Hardy quickly hit here, 1-2. Nobody out as he faces the leadoff hitter here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Hardy gets a sign with the delivery and the pitch. Just a bit inside, I'm guessing. Close pitch there on the 1-2. Umpire's not going to give it to him there, so it's going to be a 2-2 count here. Fans behind me didn't like that call too much. Here's the 2-2 from Hardy. It's going to be down low for a ball, so it's going to run the count out to full. So 3-2 count here on the leadoff batter. Hardy gets a sign and the delivery. Swinging foul ball down the left field line. Count remains at 3-2. Playing here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Burnham trails 1-0. Here's the pitch from Hardy. Swing and a miss. Oh, umpire's going to say foul ball. A foul tip dropped by the catcher. Going to give Jadarian Washington some extra life over here at the plate. Steps back in again with a 3-2. Hardy with the delivery. Swinging foul off his leg. Back to the screen. Count remains at 3-2. Umpire's got to get a few extra balls for all the foul balls he's losing here. So Hardy back on the mound, Washington back in. Here's the pitch from Hardy. Swinging up the middle. Hart's going to field it behind second base. Throw on the first base for the out. Great play there by shortstop. Nice play there by Dalton Hart. Fields it behind the bag at second base. Throws on the first for the out. One down here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. That brings up the bat, Jacob Reagan. Reagan is hit into a fielder's choice. He's grounded out to the shortstop his first two times up. Luke Hardy wants a different ball, so we'll trade it out with the umpire there. One down now here in the bottom of the sixth. Hardy with the delivery. Here's the pitch. Down just a little outside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. One out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Brennan trailing 1-0. Hardy with the windup and the pitch. Swinging. Comeback to the Hardy. He's going to take it over to first base himself. Step on the bag. One on assistance for the out. Two outs in there. Going to bring up the bat the number three, correction, number four hitter, Jordan Griffin. Griffin has been a strikeout victim both times he's been up today so far. He bats here in the bottom half of the sixth inning with two outs and nobody on. First pitch from Hardy is going to be a little outside for a ball, so one ball, no strike. Working out of the windup. Here's the delivery in the pitch. Down and in for ball two. So two balls, no strikes. Two outs. Nobody on.
Oh,
Hardy gets his sign, ready to deliver. Here's the pitch. Swinging. Long fly ball foul down the right field line. Brings the count to 2 balls and 1 strike. Griffin stick steps back in. Hardy with the delivery. Here's the pitch. Down and in for ball 3. 3 balls and 1 strike. Hardy taking his time on the mound now, taking a deep breath. Steps back up on the rubber, gets set. The delivery. Just a bit outside for ball 4. So Griffin draws a 2-out walk. It's a base runner for first baseman Hayden Heath. Before we do that, Coach Wheaton is going to come out and have a little talk with Luke Hardy. It's a little conference at the mound. Checking on Hardy. Looks like Coach Wheaton is going to make a pitching change here. Excellent effort there from Luke Hardy. And this pitching change is sponsored by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613. So coming on the pitch for the Brenham Cubs, looks like it's going to be number 20, Sterling Shepherd. Shepherd pitched in game number 1. And we'll come on to the game number 2 today. So as Shepherd warms up on the mound here, we'll send it back to the studio for Rick Williams from our sponsor.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs, 2831 U.S. 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit easywellshed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
All right, welcome back here to Barb High School in Lake Charles, Louisiana, as we just completed a pitching change there. Luke Hardy had an outstanding game. Only gave up 2 hits. Unfortunately, one of those 2 hits was that home run. That's the run of the ball game. Cubs trail 1-0 here. We're in the bottom of the 6th inning. Sterling Shepherd on to relieve Luke Hardy. Going to inherit 1 runner at first base, 2 outs. Shepherd set, delivery, runners on the move. Throw down to second base will not be in time. Ball 1 on the pitch from Shepherd to Hayden Heath. So runner now at second base, 2 outs. Shepherd with a 1-0 count on Heath. Shepherd comes set into delivery. Going to be in there for a strike. 1 ball, 1 strike. Runner at second base, 2 outs. Cubs trail 1-0. Shepherd with the delivery.
foul ball. Sheffer hit 1-2. Sheffer comes set. Checks runner second to 1-2. Runner on the move to third. There'll be no throw down there as he had a huge jump on that. So runner advances over to third. Two out. 2-2 count. Cubs trail 1-0, bottom of the sixth. Sheffer's 2-2 pitch. Swung on and popped up. First baseman settles underneath it. Completes the catch. Out of the inning. No runs. No hits. No errors. One runner left on third base. So after six complete innings of play, it is Barb High School 1, Brenham Cubs 0. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness. Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Welcome back to Lake Charles. It's do or die time here for the Cubs in the top half of the seventh inning. They'll lead it off with number 12, Braden Steele. Cubs trail 1-0 here as we start play in the top half of the seventh inning. Alexander still on the mound for Barb High School. He's pitched the whole game. Luke Hardy just made it through all but the last batter in the last inning. First pitch to Steele is up for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Here's the windup and delivery. Steele swinging. Hits a little blooper over second base. Going to fall in there for a base hit. So leadoff man aboard. That's going to bring up to bat the catcher, Brody Tucker. Tucker's going to step in with the runner at first base. Nobody out. Getting their signs from coach. Alexander with the pitch, squares around a bunt. Bunts it foul down the first baseline. So everybody will go back and reset. Tucker with an 0-1 count. Nobody out. Steals at first base. Pickoff move over to first, not in time. Timeout here called by Coach Wheaton. Wants to talk it over with the batter real quick. Make sure everybody's on the same page. Big moment in the game here for the Cubs. Trailing 1-0 here in the top of the seventh. Leadoff man aboard on a single by Braden Steele. Steele over at first base. Up to bat is Brody Tucker.
Stop!
Pitcher comes set. Tucker squares around. He's going to pop the bun up foul. So quickly 0-2 on Brody Tucker. Steal at first base. 0-2 count on Tucker. Nobody out. Play here in the top of the seventh. Cubs trailing 1-0. Here's the pitch. Foul ball by Tucker. Keeps the count 0-2. Tucker steps back in with the 0-2 count. Steele gets his lead at first. Here's the pitch. Swinging. Backhanded by the shortstop. He's going to throw on the second for one. Back to first for two. Double play. Backhanded play by the shortstop on the second base for the 6-4-3 double play. So two outs in the inning. We're going to have a pinch hitter come up here for Blue Cienega. Pinch hitting here will be number 25, Jackson Reyes. Pinch hitting for Blue Cienega. And we have a timeout call by Barb High School. Pitching conversation here with the pitcher. Alexander's pitched the entire game. Only given up three hits and no runs so far. They've committed one error behind him, but some stellar defensive plays have bailed him out the last couple of innings here. Mound visit's about over with. We're going to get everything set. Stepping in to pinch hit is Jackson Reyes. Here comes the first pitch to Reyes. Swing and a miss. Cubs down to their final out here. 0-1 catches an outside corner for 0-2. So an 0-2 count with two outs here. Comes the 0-2 pitch to Reyes. Swing and a miss for strike three. And that's going to do it for the ball game. Well pitched game on both sides. Final score after 7 innings of play here. It's going to be Barb High School 1, the Brenham Cubs 0, and we'll be back with the post game after words from our sponsor.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at hodyre.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate, marketing, and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
And it's a home run. Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built their reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
All right, welcome back here to the post-game show here. We're all wrapped up here in Louisiana for the weekend. Unfortunately for the Cubs today, they come out with two tough losses today that we broadcast. First game was a tough loss, 5-4, had a 4-0 lead going into the sixth inning, and gave up five runs there in the bottom half of the sixth and were unable to score in the seventh. This game here, another very well-pitched game by Brenham pitching. Luke Hardy goes 5 2/3 innings. He strikes out six batters, only gives up two hits, but unfortunately one of the hits he did give up was a home run, which ends up being our final score here from Barb High School of the Brenham Cubs of 0 and the Barb High School 1. And we'll send it back to the studios for a word from our sponsors and be back on the pregame shortly.
The Paint Warehouse is your locally owned Benjamin Moore retailer. They're your store for quality with brilliant and durable paints in a variety of sheens and thousands of colors. They're your store for service with one-on-one advice for contractors and homeowners. They're your local experts, and they're here to help you with all your painting projects. Benjamin Moore, The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
There's a big deal going on at Whataburger. Our new Big Ranch Wrap is just $3 with a crispy chicken strip, buttermilk ranch, cheese, and fresh veggies in a warm tortilla. Or for $4, go bigger with 5 premium Wada chicken bites. Or go bigger than big with a bacon cheese Whataburger Jr. with fresh 100% beef and melty cheese for just $5. Add fries and a drink for just $2.49. Now that's a big deal. The Wada deal. Now at Whataburger. For a limited time at participating locations, download the app.
Howdy, Patrick Kenning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When's the last time you checked your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors? These small devices are lifesavers, but did you know they have a lifespan? They require regular battery checks and should be completely replaced every 8 to 10 years. At Gilmore Electric Express, we can test, replace, or install detectors in code-compliant locations to make sure your home is protected. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for your life insurance and financial security for your family.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
All right, welcome back here to Lake Charles, Louisiana. We're at Barb High School, and joined now by Coach Wheaton here on the post-game show. Coach, two tough losses today. Had them down in the first game, 4-0. Give up five in the bottom half of the sixth inning. This game here, both pitchers did an outstanding job. Both your starting pitchers, I thought, were great today. Luke Hardy pitches a great game here and gives up one bad pitch and got hurt for it a little bit. And, of course, that's the only run they scored of the game. Anytime you get two hits out of a pitcher, you would think it's pretty good.
But, right. Yeah, no, Luke was outstanding. Proud of the way he competed. And you said it, man, kind of the story of the weekend. Probably quite a lot of good baseball. Just not finishing the innings in the later half of the game. But, you know, that's why you come down here big picture. district is what matters, and you know, getting in the playoffs and making a deep run at this thing. And so that's why you bring them down here to play really high level baseball. And, what a great day, what a great venue, and what a great baseball game.
Yeah, exactly. Nice venues down here. Both fields that I've been to today have been very nice. They're all the people down here are very hospitable. Great learning experience for the kids to get out and see this type of competition. I ran into some of the parents in the hotel from the Concordia team that beat y'all last night, and from what I heard, they have some pretty good pitching they were throwing at y'all too. So good experience. Get that experience to go into district.
Yeah, no, we were up against it last night. That guy from Concordia was pretty good, especially for a game here as well.
These tractors are the benchmark of real utility. New Holland Workmaster Series 55, 65, and 75. Tractors from WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy bring together high utility and lower ownership costs to maximize your productivity. With up to 75 horsepower, a power shuttle, and less maintenance and downtime, you'll get more done faster. Add in an all-weather cab with seating for two, and you've got a tractor that delivers real value. See a Workmaster utility tractor today at WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy. WC Tractor, now with six convenient locations to serve you. Find them at WCTractor.com. In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services proudly supports the Cub baseball and Cubette softball teams.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
All right, we're back here in Lake Charles, Louisiana, finishing up with Coach Wheaton over here. We were discussing about some of the pitching y'all had seen in the Concordia team, especially last night. The pitcher today was lights out, too, for Barb High School over here. Thought it was some really good games. Your take on everything this weekend?
Yeah, no, you said it. Those two guys last night, I texted Coach Van Hurk at Rice after the game and told him you guys got a good one on the weekend for you right now. He was as polished as I've seen as a high school pitcher. And that's another tough draw today. You know what you're going to get in bars and the kids today or now. Thought our kids fought hard. Obviously, we got to clean some things up. Definitely not the way we saw this going or wanted it to go. But it's all a learning experience. It's a long season, marathon, not a race. So I've got a chance to respond next week, and I'm confident next week in our dugout that they'll do just that.
Well, Coach, as always, thank you for joining us over here on KWHI. We appreciate it. I've enjoyed my time down here doing the game, so good luck to y'all next weekend and next week as y'all continue on, and hopefully I'll get to see you down the road again.
Appreciate it, Stephen. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. All right, guys, and with that, we'll send it back to the studios, and when we come back, we'll have our star of the game after a few words from our sponsor.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need, built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Waltrip Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Waltrip brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at waltripconstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Waltrip Construction with your building projects. Waltrip Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes a successful baseball and softball season.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
All right, as we come back here to Lake Charles, Louisiana, it's time for our John Breeden Star of the Game. The Star of the Game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. It's insurance you can trust. Our State Farm Player of the Game for this game is Luke Hardy. Hardy did take the loss on the mound, but he pitched 5 2/3 innings, struck out 6 batters, only allowed 2 hits. The unfortunate thing for him was one of the hits was the home run. But without a doubt, the way he pitched today and pretty much held the other team in check, only allowing 2 hits. Luke Hardy is the star of the game for the second game this afternoon. And with that being said, once again, the final score of the Brenham Cubs 0, Barb High School 1. This is Stephen Drain. Saying so long from Lake Charles, hit it back to Brenham, and we'll see everybody on the next one.
Play ball! All right, once again, the post game was made possible by Woodman Light, Gilmore Electric Express, John Breeden with State Farm, the Paint Warehouse, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walchick Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Cody Real Estate, Bell Masters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Service, Coach's Insurance Agency, DDM Pipe and Steel, Wingstop, and TNA Services. This is Grayson here on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Good job to our Brenham Cubs. Again, the score was Brenham 0, Barb 1. Goodbye, everybody, and this has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.